Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Nun Vav. We're holding six lines from the top of the Omud. If we go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, Nun Hey Omud Beis, you'll see on the third line of the Mishnah it says Ba'atzeres Oimer Loi Heilach Matza Heilach Chometz. What is this referring to? This is referring to a situation where it's Atzeres, it's Shavuos. Everybody knows that Shavuos is a very, very, very special carbon, only a one-time-a-year thing, called Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem was very, very unique, because throughout the year, typically all Menachos Bo'os Matzah, that includes the Lechem upon them. The Lechem upon them that they had every single Shabbos was Matzah. All of the Menachos throughout the year were Matzah. Yeah. A portion of the Lach Metoda were Chometz, but typically everything was Matzah, Matzah, Matzah. However, when it comes to Shtei Alechem, the Pasuk says, Befeirish, Shtayim Tihiyena, Chometz Teofena, Bikurim Lashem. You bring that on Shavuos, Shtei Alechem. What happens if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos? So you have that unique situation where they are dividing and allocating among all of the Kehanim, and it's not just the Kehanim of that Mishmar, because since it's Atzeres, since it's Yomtiv, it's all the 24 Mishmarais are getting, number one, a piece of the weekly Lechem Haponim, and they're also getting a piece of that unique annual Shtei Halach. Zokt unser Mishnah, which piece is allocated first and which is allocated second. First they gave the Halach Matzah, Matzah of course referring to the Lechem upon him, then Halach Chometz, which is referring to the Shtei Halach. Why do you think they gave the Lechem upon him before the Shtei Halach? Because
Tadir Kaidim.
Why did they have the right to the Shtei Halach, which was not of the Chag, it was every week?
So the Kantukam. You're talking about the Lechem upon him.
Lechem upon, yeah.
Right. The Shtei Lechem they have because that's Yom Yom.
Very good.
If right to there, very good. So your the question that Mr. Friedlander is asking is, why do they have a chelik in the Lechem upon them? The Lechem upon them should be like, for instance, the Tomei Shel Shachar, Tomei Shel Bein Aboyim, which were not Yontiv Dik Chiyuvim, but they are general Chiyuvim. And that was the Gemara's Kasha, the tail end of yesterday's Amud. If you turn back just for a moment, you'll see the last line. Ton Rabbanim Inayin Shikol Mishmaris Shavois V'chilik Lechem upon them. The chelik they shouldn't be, like you just said. That the Gemara said was an extra pasuk, because right before that we had the pasuk the Gemara quoted in the Amud Beis, Uvo b'chol avas nafshei v'sheireis, and he's coming me'achad sherecha b'shah shekog Yisrael nechmas b'sharecha. This extra pasuk gives you an extra achila to go and tell you. Gzeiras akosim. So this is special and is the exception to the normal rule. Correct. But what we do say, what we do see from our Mishnah is like everybody was saying a moment ago, Todah B'Sheina, Todah, Todah Kaidim. And because of that, we're going to go now for the next few minutes into that Inyan, that Sugya of the Todah B'Sheina, Todah. We're going to have it not only by uns in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about Sukkis, and we're going to talk about every single Shabbos on Friday night when we make Kiddush.
All of the Shas, this is a Inyan.
All the Shas, a Shas Sugya. Absolutely right. It's Zokti Mor Itmar Rav Omar Sukkah B'Yachekach Zman Rav Bechona Omar Zman B'Yachekach Sukkah. It's the first night of Sukkis. You just made Kiddush. What do you do now? Do you make now a Leisha Basukkah and then you say Shechiyonu? Or do you make a Shechiyonu and then say Leisha Basukkah? And what do you think? It's a Machlokes. Rav says you go and say Leisha Basukkah first, and then you say the Shechiyonu. Rav Bechana Omar, Zman, you say Shechiyonu first, V'yachach Sukkah. Now obviously there's got to be a reason for their viewpoints. So Rav Omar Sukkah V'yachach Zman, Chiyuva de Yoyima Odif, the Chiyuv of the day is more special. What does he mean, the Chiyuv of the day? Rashi explains, because when it comes to the Inyan of Shechiyonu, this is not a special din in Sukkis. After all, the din of Shechiyonu applies to all of the regalim. Rashi doesn't mention it, but the same thing should be vis-a-vis any time a person eats a new fruit, person gets new clothing, things of that nature. Also, the inyan of shechiyonim. But Sukkis is special to Sukkis. You don't make a leishah basukkah on Pesach, and you don't make it in the middle of Hanukkah, or for that matter, today, in the middle of El. So therefore, it's special. Chiyuvidiyoyma, that comes first before the shechiyonim. Rav Bechana Amar Zman V'yachach Sukkah. Zman comes first, Shechiyonah comes first, because Todeh V'she'ene Todeh Todeh Kodem. Now why is Zman considered to be Todeh V'she'ene Todeh? So Rashi says, because Zman is Noig B'chol HaRegolim, every one of the Yom Tovim. So if you're talking about three Regolim, and on Sukkot it's really two, because we make a special one on Shmini Atzeres, so you got four times a year, and then Sukkot, wait one second, but don't we say Sukkah every single day of Sukkot, and therefore you have seven times. And in fact, if you eat two sudas in the sukkah every day, you can have 14 times, like we had in Blazer earlier on in the Mishnah. But the point is, when it comes to sukkahs, there is no chiv to go and eat in the sukkah every day. If a person only wants to eat potatoes the whole week, and doesn't want to wash, and doesn't want to take wine, and doesn't want to have a sudah, yes, of course, al tzoinig yontif, he should. But if he refrains and he does not eat every day a proper sudah, he only eats nash potato chips a whole week, so the only time that he actually has to go in the sukkah and make a bracha is the first night, because we learn chamisha usa, tezvav, tezvav, from Chaga Matzis. So therefore, in terms of the absolute chiyuv, sukkah is only one time. In terms of zman shechiyonu, that you have to make every single yontif. So therefore, that's certainly a tadir over the inyan of sukkah.
Not only on yontif, we say shechiyonu only around those special occasions.
Exactly.
Happens,
and we say it on Hanukkah.
Out of the ordinary.
Exactly right.
It has nothing to do with yontif.
By pidyon aben and certain mitzvahs. You're right, you're right. If you go and buy a new malbush, the first new suit in the last 50 years, you make a bracha. 100% right. So Rashi Taka said noy b'choler regolim, but l'choyer Rashi means as well as other times. Yes, you eat a brand new fruit that you haven't eaten the whole year, and things of a similar nature. Anyway, the reason why probably Rashi says noy b'choler regolim, Rashi means to say that this is an absolute chiyuv that you have to have, because after all, when it comes to new clothing, if I don't buy a new suit this year, then I don't make a bracha. If I don't eat a new fruit this year, then I don't make a bracha. I only make a bracha, but here I have to make a shechiyonah, chamish kabreira. Every single yontif, you got to make a shechiyonah. That's part and parcel of the hilchos bracha, so you got to make a shechiyonah every one of the four yomtayim, four including Shemini Atzeres. When it comes to sukkah, well, you don't have to eat every single day in the sukkah. You can, and if you do, you make a bracha, but it must be. Anyway, so bottom line, Rabbi Bar Bochana said that zman is mukhashi because todir v'sheira todir, todir kaitim. Right. The Gemara is eventually going to ask Akasha on Rav from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that you give out the lechem upon him first, and you give out after that the shteh lechem. But we're going to get back to that soon. In the meantime, the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent to expand the inyan of this todeh v'sheira todir. Lema Rav, Rabbi Bar Bochana, who are both, of course, Amoyroim. Let us go and say that Pluktim Beishamay Beisilkim, that they have the same machlokes as the great Tanoim, Beishamay and Beisil. Yes, Rav Tanahu Palik. However, that's always a court of last resort. We don't like to come to that territory. We don't have to. Anyway, the Tzon Rabban, we have a brisa. What's the brisa? Devorim Shebein Beishamay Beisil Besuda. This is, the brisa is also the first Mishnah in the Perek Elu Dvarim in Masechtas Brachos, which is on Daf Nun Aleph, that towards the end of the Masechta, where it has over there a whole list of differences between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Minhagei Seuda. So one of the first ones that the Mishnah enumerates is that Beis Shammai Amrim Mevorach Al Hayoyim Li'achach Mevorach Al Hayayim. It's Friday night. It's time now to make Kiddush. There are two brachas. Now, our minhag is at the beginning of the Kiddush, we say the few lines of Yom HaShishi, Vayichul HaShemayim V'Tzchol Tzvah, but that's really more altsminig, that's not a bracha. That's a very beautiful thing, of course we should do it, because that's the minhag. But the real two essential brachas are the Boyer Priya Gofen, and then the next bracha, which ends off Mekadesh HaShabbos. There's a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the order of those two brachas. Beis Hillel, which is of course the way we do it, we make a Bayer Pri Goffin first, and then we make a Mekadosh in Shabbos second. However, Beis Shammai says just the opposite. You make the Mekadosh in Shabbos first, and you make the Bayer Pri Goffin second. Yog de Gemara, what's the reason for this machlokes? So, Tanur Rabbi. Dvarim shem Beis Shammai Beis Silbis Beis Shammai Oyim Mavarach Al Hayoyim. That means he makes Mekadosh in Shabbos. The reason why it says Mekadosh Al Hayoyim, because the same thing applies to Yom Tov. Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, and then after that the Yachach Mavarach Layayin, and then after that you make a Bayer Pri Goffin. But Beis Silu Amram, no, Mavarach Layayin, first you make a Bayer Pri Goffin, Yachach Mavarach Layayin. Beis Shammai says, I have two solid reasons why I hold that first you go make a bracha al hayoyim, the Kaddish Shabbos, and then you go and make the bracha al hayoyim. What are the two reasons? Number one, shayoyim goyim liyayin shayoboy, ukvar kiddish hayoyim, vadayin yayin loyboy. What's the reason why this person is drinking now a cup of wine before the Seudah? Oh, exactly, because it's Shabbos. If it would be Sunday night or Monday night or Tuesday night, he might be drinking Coca-Cola, or he might be drinking in the middle of the Seudah. Bas Epis, he's taking a kos, filling up the brim with wine and making a brocha. Why is he doing it? The reason is because Hayoyim, because it's Shabbos, or because it's Yom Tov. So the primary reason why I'm taking this cup in hand is because of Shabbos. So therefore, it would make sense that Shabbos should be the first bracha. That's the whole reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And then after that, you have to go make a bracha on wine. You can't drink wine without a bracha. So therefore says, Beis Shammai, it makes sense that the Yoyim comes first, the Yayim comes second. But I have another reason, says Beis Shammai. Ukvar kiddush hayoyim v'adayin yayim leiva. When I'm still in shul davening, it was already kiddush hayoyim. At some point in time, in the middle of this bein hashmashes, it turned from day to night, and therefore, as soon as that second was triggered on the clock, that now it's Shabbos. Now it's yayim mashabbos, and there's a chiyuv of course of being mekadosh. V'adayin yayim leiva.
First come, first served.
Oh, good. And the wine didn't arrive on the table until I came home and until I said, okay, we said Shalom Aleichem, and we're now ready to go and make Kiddush. So therefore, first come, first serve, we give priority to Shabbos that came first, and now the Yayin comes second. Shoyim. And even those people, like during the summer, we accept Shabbos early, say the Mepharshim, the same thing applies.
I'm
a Kabbalah Shabbos early, so it's no longer going to be at 7:30, 8 o'clock, it's going to be 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever time. But Lamaisa was in the Kaddish Shabbos. Shabbos has already come on the scene, Kiddush Yom, because I davened and I took on the Kabbalah Shabbos, and now the Yayin is coming out of the refrigerator or the wine cellar to go and make Kiddush. So therefore, again, Shabbos came first, Yayin comes second, we greet Shabbos with its bracha first, and Yayin, bracha number two. Just the opposite. Make a bracha on wine first. Why? What happens if a person has no wine? And parenthetically adds Rashi, and the person has no pas. Could he go and make kiddush now at the Suda? He couldn't. The only way you can make kiddush is if I have wine. Or if I don't have wine, at least I have my chalas, I have my bread to go and make the kiddush on. But if I don't have that, then I can't go and make kiddush. So therefore, the reason why I'm making kiddush is because I have the wine.
So
Rashi says, if you don't have wine, you can go and make it on challah. But the same, in other words, take out the word yayin in the Gemara, and you can go and say, mevorach al pas, v'yachach mevorach hayoyim, shehav pas, goyim l'kiddush atiyom. If there was no yayin and no pas, you can't make kiddush. You can go and tell you, what am I going to do? You can't make kiddush if you don't have wine, if you don't have challah. You look at the Rashi on this very word, Shayayin Gur Mekiddush Atiyomer. Go down in the Rashi about 5-7 lines. Shayayin Gur Mekiddush Atiyomer. Shem Loi Hoy Loi Yayin. If he didn't have wine, Loi Hoy Mekaddish. Bichti, he can't make Kiddush on nothing. Vu Adinam Mekaddish Al Pas. The same thing applies. If I don't have Yayin, but I have Pas, Makdim birchas a pas. May high time a shabas mamukam yain. Pas and yain are interchangeable for these purposes. If I don't have wine, I can't make kiddush. If I don't have pas, I can't make kiddush. So I have to thank the wine, so to speak. I thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for giving me the wine. I thank Hashem for giving me the pas. Now I can make a bracha on the pas or the yain. And then after that, I make on the kiddush because of the kaddish shabbos. So that's shot number one. The bracher, another reason, says Beis Hillel, birchas hayayin tadira, or birchas hayayin meina tadira. After all, people drink wine during the week as well. People drink it stamazay for a beverage, and especially if there is a tzasudas mitzvah, if it's a chasid, if it's a sheva brachas, for whatever reason, or it's just a festive occasion, you're drinking wine. So wine you can drink at all times, but kiddush you can only make Friday night once a week. You can say we make kiddush Shabbos morning. We don't even make a bracha on Kiddush Shabbos morning. We make a bracha on the schnapps or on the wine or on the grape juice, but you don't make a Mekadosh Shabbos. So the only time you make Mekadosh Shabbos on wine or on pas is only Friday night. It's once a week. Yayin, throughout the week, you can have numerous times. So therefore, Todah V'Sheinah Todah, Todah Koidem, and that's the reason why we make Birchas HaYayin first. Both Beis Shammai had two reasons, and Beis Hillel had two reasons. We'll go back to those reasons shortly. We're going now back to the original machloikis that we started off with between Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Says Yimar Lima Rav the Omer Ki Beis Shammai for Rabba Bar Chana the Omer Ki Beis Hillel. L'chay Rav Shims with Beis Shammai, Rabba Bar Chana with Beis Hillel. Now why do the two shtim that way? Very simple. Let's go back to Rabba Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Chana said three lines before the wide lines. Zman v'yachach sukkah, because todah v'sheinah todah, todah koyt. Clearly, Rabba Bar Chana holds todah v'sheinah todah. Rav is not concerned with that reason. And Rav says, yeah, I agree, there's an Indian todah v'sheinah todah, vada, vada, vada. However, choyves hayoyim is odif. I'm more concerned about the choyves hayoyim, meaning that today the mitzvah is sukkah. Zman you have throughout the year, it's not a sukkah dikadin, it applies all yom tovim, and as Robert said, it applies throughout the year on other occasions. If you're buying a new suit, you're buying a new fruit, eating a new fruit for the first time, etc. Sukkah is the sukkah, that's the chayvus hayom, that's the chayvus of the yom adif. So therefore, as far as Rav is concerned, the inyan of todah v'sheinah todah is only secondary. Ikar is the chayvus of the yom. Okay, now let's go back to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the one that said todah v'sheinah todah, todah koydim, and that's why I make the bruch on yayin first. Beis Shammai said, no. You go make kiddush on the kiddush because that's the chiva of the yoyim. A yoyim garim the yoyim shiyavai. It's the yoyim. Yeah. So therefore, it would appear then that Rav holds like Beis Shammai. Neither of them consider the todah v'sheinah todah to be the overriding reason. Both of them seem to think that the primary reason for these brachas, the seder brachas, is look at what's going on today. Rav said, today sukkis make a bracha leisha basukkah. Beis Shammai says the reason why I'm making kiddush because it's Shabbos, let's call me Mekadosh Shabbos, and the Indian of Todah v'sheinah todah takes a back seat to Rav and to Beis Shammai. Well, Rabbi Bahuna says, you know, you do Zman first. Zman is more generic, it applies throughout the year. Sukkah is only Sukkah, so Todah v'sheinah todah, and that's what Beis Hillel said as well. The reason why you make a bracha aliyayin first, Todah v'sheinah todah. So the Choyra, Rav holds like Beis Shammai, Rav Bachana holds like Beis Hillel.
So what's difficult on Rav that he follows Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel? This is the Gemara's kasha.
You're right. The Maisa, parenthetically, that's the Gemara's kasha. You wouldn't expect that Rav should hold like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. The Gemara is really not asking it so much in the form of a kasha. The Gemara is rather saying that although this is a beautiful machloikis between Rav and Rav Bar Bachana, they however are a later generation of Amiroim. Can we see the seeds of their machloikis already in the Tanoim? Because l'chayre, the same machloikis that they have is a machloikis between the Tanoim. And if so, then they're continuing the tradition, so to speak, of that machloikis that already is from generations before. It's Omelech Rav. So Rav says, Nishkaraya. I could paskin legabi hilchos kiddush on Friday night like Beis Hillel, even though I hold the gabi leisha basuka and the gabi shechiyonu leisha basuka comes first. I could hold the kiddush comes before the brach aliyin. Why? Because ad kan lekamer Beis Hillel hosam elishayin the goyrein the kiddusha sheti omer. What was the first reason that Beis Hillel gave? He said because yayin causes there to be kiddush. If I didn't have yayin, or if I didn't have pas, then I couldn't make kiddush. So the yayin, that's the, really the initiator, that's the reason why I can make kiddush now. So therefore I should go and make a bracha on yayin. Aval hocha, ilav zman, milo yamrinan sukkah. Now, when it happens to be sukkahs, if it wasn't for the zman, wouldn't we go and talk about leisha basukkah anyway? In other words,
no, we wouldn't.
What?
I'm sorry.
How can you make a leisha basukkah without sukkah?
I don't make leisha basukkah. If it's not sukkahs, I don't make leisha basukkah.
No, v'shtaitzach. The word kashi ilav zman doesn't mean that it's the zman of man simchaseinu on yontif. Ilav zman, if it wasn't for shechiyonu. In other words, the saying Leisha Basukah and saying Shechiyonu are not dependent on one another. In fact, if you remember, Rashi reminds us and Tosfos reminds us that earlier on in the Masechta we said that a person who is building a sukkah before Sukkot, he's supposed to say the Zman even before Yom Tov starts.
Yeah.
So this is not Dafka, a yeshiva sukkah mitzvah. You can go and make Zman the entire Yom Tov. You're supposed to make it the first night of Yom Tov, it's true, but it's not dependent on sitting in the sukkah.
That they are able to say a bracha.
Right. What happens if, for instance, the first night of Sukkot, it's pouring and geesing and geesing and pouring and raining, you're supposed to wait, and you're supposed to go in to the Sukkah, at least eat a kazayis. Don't make a bracha leishim a Sukkah, because mitzayir potim in a Sukkah. But what's going to be with the Shechiyon? Shechiyon is love. No, you know, you make the Shechiyon at home, you make the Shechiyon in the Sukkah. If you forget to make the Shechiyon the first night, you can make it the whole 7 days of Philip Ashuk, like we had in the Gemara a few days ago. And the Gemara say, yeah, what, but you have to have a koss. Okay, I'll take a koss and I'll make the Kiddush Bashuk. But the point is that Sukkah is not dependent on the broch of Shechiyon. Making Kiddush is dependent on wine. If I don't have a bottle of wine and I don't have any chalas, I could have a huge roast beef and a delicious salmon fish and gefilte fish, but lemaisa I can't make Kiddush. You gotta have the yai and you have to have, or you have to have pas, one of the two. So therefore, says Rav, the reason why I'm able to go and make the Kiddush is because, like Beis Hillel said, because I have the Yayin is going the Kiddush to Yomer, or the Pas going the Kiddush to Yomer. Avahocha, then you're talking about Zman and Sukkah, Ilav Zman, Liyamrin and Sukkah. What happens if you wouldn't say Shechiyonu for whatever reason? You cannot go and sit in the Sukkah and make a bracha leisha basukah. The two are parallel, but they're not dependent on one another. You can make a leisha basukah without saying Zman, as you do, for instance, on Chol HaMoed throughout, or for that matter, the first day of Yom Tov in the morning. Do we make a Shechiyonu then? No. But we do make a leisha basukah if we sit and we eat a suda. So you see that the two are not dependent on each other. And since they're not dependent on each other, says Rav, Sukkah goes first, Zman comes second. Rav Baruch Hanan Amar Loch, I know the Amri Afilu Beis Shammai, I can hold like Beis Shammai. Atlantly Amri Beis Shammai, Hosam L'Sheyoyim Gar L'Yayin Sheyavoy. Why did Beis Shammai say that you go and make a bracha first on the Mekadosh Shabbos, and only after that on the Yayin? Because the Yoyim is Goyrim L'Yayin Sheyavoy. The reason why I'm drinking wine now, I opened up a brand new bottle, I'm holding it in the cost, fancy schmancy. Why am I doing that? I don't do that every night of the week, because it's Shabbos. Oh, it's Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush ring Shabbos. Aval Hocha, in our case, meaning in the case of the Sukkah and the Zman, Ilav Sukkah, Mili Amrinan Zman, what happens if I cannot sit in the Sukkah for whatever reason? What difference does it have? I had a Sukkah and it blew away. wouldn't I still say Shechiyonu tonight and make a? I'd have to go and eat at home, and I would make a Shechiyonu at home. So the two are not dependent on one another. So even if there was not a sukkah, I would still say Zman. And because the Tadr b'Shein Tadr, Zman comes before the inyan of sukkah. So bottom line, the Gemara said is we thought that the machloek is Rav and Rav b'Chana are exactly the same machloek b'Sham b'Yisrael. The Gemara said Nishkarai, Rav can hold like both, and Rav b'Chana can hold like both when it comes to inyan of Kiddush on Friday night. All of that was fascinating. What does it have to do with us? We get back to our Mishnah of yesterday, which we began at the very beginning of today's share, that it says that if Atzeres falls out on Shabbos, where everybody's going to get a piece of the Lechem upon him, and everybody's going to get a piece of the Shtei HaLechem, and already Barry pointed out, they're going to get very minuscule pieces, Kipul HaLovan, like our little bean in the chon, maybe even less than that, talking about all the 24 Mishmaras are splitting up two chalas of chametz ishtei lechem, as well as the 12 of the lechem panim. No, 12 lechem panim is some epizabisal math. 12. This is 2. Anyway, bottom line is everybody gets a piece. What do they get a piece first? First from the lechem panim, and then from the ishtei lechem. Even though the ishtei lechem, that's the choyv sayoy, that's the special guy for today. It's atzeres. It's shvuz. Still, you give the lechem panim. It's enough. Go another. Helech means take a piece of matzah, take a piece of chametz. In which respect is chametz hikar? Says Rashi, because today is shavuos. The matzah is tofel. It's lechem upon him. Now there are two reasons why it's tofel. Number one, because it's not a chametz hayayim. So no, what? It's Shabbos.
It's
Chavis Hayom v'Shabbos too.
Yeah.
It says Rashi, but all of the avoiders that are in this matzah, meaning in this lechem aponim, were already done last week. Remember, the lechem aponim has been sitting on this shulchan for a week's time. It's true, when we take it off, now it's going to be piping hot. We're going to see the steam coming up. All the oil regal said, wow. Amazing, right? All the millennials, amazing. They see that it's still piping hot a week later. Of the Maisa, the baking and the Aricha and putting on the Shulchan, that was all done a week ago. And so therefore it's, in a sense, it's old Schoira, even though it's brand new and fresh. I'm sorry?
So, the Kohanim had to emulate their ancestor, Aaron, who's a Rode Sholem. So they had to do this peacefully. And maybe it was another covenant between the pieces.
Aha. Okay. That's a very, very peaceful way of explaining it.
Even if the preparation of Lechem HaPanim was a week before,
yes.
The offering, the Bezichon Levona, Matir, was on Shabbos.
Very good. I was expecting your question. So Barry says, it's taka true vis-a-vis the actual Lechem HaPanim itself. There was no change. But you cannot eat the Lechem HaPanim without the Matir. And what's the matir? That's taking the Zichel Avoyna. That didn't take place last week. That took place today on this Shabbos. The Chavayt Chayv Sayyain. So Tosis already is bothered by this question. If you go back to the Tosis on Nun Hey Amid Beis, there's a discussion relating to yesterday's Gemara. But if you look at the last three lines of the Tosis, Tosis says the Imishum Hatoris Bezichem Lahater Lechem Kaasyon the Ein Avoydezu Be. It's taka true there's an Indian of Akhtoriz Bezichon, but that's not in the Lechem itself. It's a requirement. It's a achana. Without it, I can't eat it, for sure.
Same thing is true for the Shtei Lechem. The Matir is the Shtita and the Zrikas Adam of the Kitzei Atzeres, which also, so the Shtei Lechem were prepared before. Mm-hmm. Just like the Matir of Zichel Levona, is the Bezichon Levona, the Matir is the Zebach of the Klosim.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a parallel here. Why are we saying it's in the gufo shell, gufo of the item. It's the same thing, it's a parallel problem.
If you look at the Rashi before the wide line, six lines before the wide line, Rashi says, the chometz iker, that's today's carbon, that's today's shtei lechem. It's old tzchayda, so to speak. Uktani, the pagi matzah bereisha alma todir adit. Even though this is a chayvsayoy, and even though that's a shabbos avra, tarishena todir. So Barry says, no, this is also chayvsayoy. You got to go be matzah the bezichin. You have to go be matzah the bezichin. Yeah, but this shteil lechem is from today. Yeah, it's also from today. The parallel is strong. You're right. But apparently, what the Gemara is holding is that since the lechem aponim is there already a week ago, and to be able to go and eat the lechem aponim, you have to have the lechem aponim. You have to have it. That was all baked a week ago, and it's on the shulchan for a whole week. It's not as fresh in terms of being the Choy V'Sayoyim as the Atzeres, where everything is being done today. So maybe it was baked yesterday, but
the matzah, the Yishter Lechem was baked there.
It's not there a whole week. It's you're bringing it in for the first time to Beis Hamikdash now. So this is considered to be more a today item than a last week item. That's something I have to say. So what do you see from that? Is the shver on Rav, because Rav at the top of the Omid said Sukkah Zman, even though Zman is Todir to Sukkot, Yufta the Rav. Omelach Rav Tanoi, it's in fact a Machlokes Tanoi. Now Rav could have said it's a Machlokes Tanoi between Beishami and Beisil,
yeah.
But presumably he didn't want to go and say that I hold like Beishami, that holds that we don't care about Todir B'Sheinu Todir, because we just finished saying a minute ago that Rav says I can even hold like Beisil. So presumably he didn't want to go and slot himself into Beishami and say that our Mishnah goes like Beishami. That would be a Shver Azaf. Stam Mishnah like Beishami against Beisil. So therefore, Zot, I have another machloikis tanoim, this Anya, on this very issue. Heilach matzah, heilach chametz. What did it say in our Mishnah? Same words. Heilach matzah, heilach chametz. Avisholaymer, heilach chametz, heilach matzah. Oh, wow. The chametz, of course, is the shtei lechem. The matzah is lechem upon him. Lechem upon him is totally b'shein the tardis. Oh, so you see, says Rav, I hold like Abba Shaul that Choy V'Sayoyim is greater than the Inyan of Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu. Yeah, Tadu is very important, Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu. However, you talk about Choy V'Sayoyim, that trumps the Inyan of the Tadu V'Sheinu Tadu.
Who said Abba Shaul doesn't hold like Beishamai? They are identical.
It could be that Abba Shaul holds like Beishamai, but then Rav can
why
go and say...
Why is less of a kasha on Rav from Beishamai than on Abba Shaul? Abba Shaul holds like Beishamai.
Very good. If we didn't find anybody else that holds Choy V'Sayoyim is stronger than the Inyan of Todir V'Sheinu Todir, presumably Rav would go in retreat, and Rav would say, I got a problem, because I have a Mefarish Mishnah, which the Choyer says, not like me, what do I do? However, because I have Abba Shaul, and there's no automatic rule that we paskin like one against the other, and therefore Abba Shaul is also a very distinguished Tana, says Rav, I hold like Abba Shaul. Just like Abba Shaul holds Chometz V'Yachach Matzah, because Choy V'Sayoyim is more important than Todir V'Sheinu Todir, that's what I hold as well. So when it comes to Sukkah and Zman, the Choy V'Sayoyim of Sukkah is more important than the Todir V'Sheinu Todir of the Zman. So I hold exactly like Abba Shaul. Don't ask me kashis from the Mishnah. This Mishnah goes like the Tana Kam of that Brisa, but I hold like Abba Shaul of the Brisa. It's a machlokes. Bruchim Tim. Donish of Nachum Bar of Chistach. Loiki Devri Rav. The Omar Sukkah V'Yachach Zman, Ela Zman V'Yachach Sukkah. Nachan Bar of Chizda said, we do not follow Rav's view that Sukkah V'Yachach Zman, but rather say Shechiyonu and after that Sukkah. Rav Sheish Breda of Idi Omar, Sukkah V'Yachach Zman. No, we do follow Rav's view, and we do Sukkah V'Yachach Zman. Ilchus, what's the halacha? Sukkah v'yachakach zman. You make a leisha b'sukkah first, and then you make a shechiyonu second. And that is our minog as well, on the first night of sukkahs, leisha b'sukkah first, shechiyonu second.
The second night.
What about the second night? That's already a machloikis in poskim, and therefore a machloikis in minhog. Many have the custom, of course we're only talking about chutzlar, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Zman the second night, because there's no stake of the yon. But Unz B'nei Chutzlaret, that we also say Shechiyonah the second night, do you say Sukkah first, or do you say the Shechiyonah first? Many people, perhaps most people, because in most of the Sidurim, they say on the second night you should reverse it, that the Zman comes before Sukkah. Why would be the Svar of Zman coming before Sukkah? So, I believe the reason that the Mefarshim give is because on the first night, the Shekhiyonu is applying to two things. It's applying to the new Yom Tov of Sukkot that comes once a year, just like we have Zman on Pesach, and we have Zman on Atzeres. Here we have Zman on the Sukkot, the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But also we have on the Sukkot itself, just like the next morning we're going to make a Shekhiyonu on the Lulav. On the Tzivos we make a Shekhiyonu on the Mitzvah. So therefore we're making Zman on both the Sukkot and the Yom Tov. However, by the second night, I've already gone through the mitzvah of Sukkah. I was already there the night before, and I was already there in the day. So the Shekhiyonu is no longer on the mitzvah. The mitzvah was Shon Gemach. So I'm only doing it because of the Yontif. Ah, because of the Yontif. So then this man comes before the Sukkah. That's the way I think the majority view is. However, the poskim, even the Mishnah Berurah, brings the other sheet as well. I think the other sheet is the Levush, if I'm not mistaken, where he says, no, both nights you do exactly the same. And the Svar of doing both the same is very, very simple. The whole Inyan of Sveikah Diyayim is that maybe last night wasn't Yontif, last night was Erev Yontif. So tonight is the real Yontif, it's the real Yontif. Then you got to do like you did last night. You got to go and do Sukkah V'yachachman. Don't make any changes. Do it exactly the same way. I believe the Mishnah Berurah, the Chayyim, say Nara Naru Pashte. Nara Naru Pashte means that the two minhagim in Klal Yisrael, you can do it either way.
Again, the first ones who say they switch it because
we already made a Shekhiyonu on the Mitzvah of Sukkah.
Right.
The only reason why I'm making the Shekhiyonu is because on the Yontif of Sukkot. So therefore, on the Mitzvah of Sukkah, I already made the Shekhiyonu yesterday. It had a double purpose. On the Yontif as well as on the Sukkah. But since I've taken care of the Sukkah already, I already sat there last night, I sat there today, so I don't need to make a new Shekhiyonu on the Mitzvah, just like I don't make a Shekhiyonu on the second day of Sukkot on the Lulav. The Mitzvah was already Mekayim yesterday, made my Shekhiyonu, I don't make a Shekhiyonu. So, the second night, I don't need a Shekhiyonu for the Sukkah, but I need it for the Yontif of Sukkot, so I make my Shekhiyonu first, and do the Sukkah second. Well, you could throw that in as well. And since I don't need to do another Sukkah anymore, I want to bring out the Yontif, so then Tadavashin and Tadav do Zman throughout the year. You can throw that into the mixture. But those that hold, you do even the second night, Sukkah Zman, because it's supposed to be the mirror image of the first night. And we continue on to the Moravite, the Mishmash, which is Mani Kevua, Ushar Kabonis Tzibur. So we had something very, very fascinating in our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? By the way, let's just go back 3 seconds to what we were talking about before, and also this will be able to get back to Barry's question as well. We just finished saying that Sukkah V'yach Kach Zman. Sukkah V'yach Kach Zman, we established at the top of the Yomud, that's Rav and not Rabba Bar Avchana, because Rabba Bar Avchana, you would say Zman V'yach Kach Sukkah, because of Todah V'shein and Todah Todah Koyim. Ah, so therefore, the inyan of the Chovis Hayoim trumps the inyan of Todev She'enai Todev. But what about the Moshul in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it says, Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. And we said that Matzah is the Chovis Hayoim, and Chometz is the Lechem Aponim, which is the Todev. So we see that the Chovis Hayoim comes, the other way around. I'm sorry, my apologies. Heilach Matzah, Heilach Chometz. The Heilach Matzah is the Lechem Aponim that we have every week. That's the Todev She'enai Todev. Heilach Chometz is the Chometz which is once a year, which is the Chovis Hayoim. Lechem, thank you. So what do I see that the Lechem upon him comes before the Shtei Lechem? So isn't that just the reverse of what we're doing on Sukkot? On Sukkot we're doing the Chai V'Seyayim and then the Shekhiyonu, and I don't care about the Todah V'Sheinu Todah. Not I don't care, but that's secondary. It's not the principle, it's not the primary. The primary is the Chai V'Seyayim, and then after that the Shekhiyonu, even though that is Todah. And here when it comes to Atzeres, we're saying just the opposite. That the Matzah, which is the Todah V'Sheinu Todah, because that is the Lechem upon him, that comes first, even though the Chometz, the Shnei Lechem, is the Chai V'Seyayim. So aren't these two now so one another? So when we asked this kasha on Rav, we said, I don't hold like this Mishnah. I hold like Abishol. However, the Sam Mishnah obviously is not like Abishol. And if we're saying that we paskin Sukkah V'yachach Zman like Rav, and assuming that we paskin like our Mishnah, come to choice that Rav Psak and the Hilchasa is going against the Sam Mishnah. So this is Toises, is kasha, the second Toises. We don't care about the Mishnah. Diktani heilach matzah heilach chometz. Inami, choshev nami lechem aponim choy v'seyoyim. Alpha Pishahem Mishabish over in the lechem upon him as a din of Chaybasayim. Why does that have a din of Chaybasayim? Like Barry said before, because it's no worse than the Shtei Lechem. In each case, you're doing an avoided today to be matir. There you're shechting the Kavanos, the Kvasim, and doing the Zrika Sadam. And here you're doing the Aktoris Lechem, Aktoris Mzichem, to be matir the Lechem upon him. So both of them are Chaybasayim. So therefore, according to this Toysa Seret, what we said in the Gemara, Lav Dafka, this is more Chaybasayim. They're both Chaybasayim, which is Barry's point a few minutes ago. Getting back to the end of the Mishnah. Yes, the Mishnah, we were discussing which karbonis can the Mishmores share all 24, and which ones were only for that Mishmar of that day. So in general terms, anything which is a carbon which is specific to the Yontif, all the Mishmores. Anything which is generic, that is every day of the week or every Shabbos, that belongs dafka to that Mishmar Kavod. So what did it say in the Mishnah? It said Mishmar Shizmanei Kavod. If you look at the last two lines in the Mishnah, Mishmar Shizmanei Kavod, who makrib, they bring the Tamidim, because that's a generic, that's a daily thing, it's a Tamidim. They bring the Dorit Naradavis. Dorit Davis are not dafka yontim, they bring the Nedin Davis throughout the year. And the Shar Karbonis Tzibur, all the other Karbonis Tzibur, now, what are the other Kabbalah Sibur that we're talking about? What are the Kabbalah Sibur? That's only on Shavuot. But we're talking about in general. In the Shavuot Kibsi Ateris are Taka because their Zman is for Yomtiv, then all the 24 Mishmaris share. We're talking about Mishmar Shizman Kabur, the Mishmar of that week, not the whole year, of that week. He brings it to meet them. He brings the Dharma and the Davais, and they get the benefit of the Shar Kabbalah Sibur and the Makrav Sakat. The question is, what Kabbalah Sibur are we talking about? We're not talking about the Tevidim, because that was brought already. We're not talking about the Musaf Shal Yontif, because Musaf Shal Yontif does the Chayontif Dikir. So we're talking about Shar Kabbalah Sibur and Makrav Sakat. Says the Gemara, the Shar Kabbalah Sibur is a very rare occasion. And in fact, for all we know, maybe it never even happened. Are both of the same genre, if you will. Both of them are talking about the Klal Yisrael sin, the rois of Klal Yisrael, based on a faulty psak of the Vezna Gadol. In the case of a regular mitzvah, they have to bring a parah Shel Tzibur. In the case of Avodah Zarah, they have to go and bring a special Sa'ir. So bottom line is, do you normally bring these throughout the year? No. But if you were to bring them during Chol HaMoed LaMoshel of Yontif, who would go and eat from them? That these are oilais, not that they would eat from them, but who would go and get the benefits of the oilais? Only the kahanim of that mishmar, and not of all the mishmars, because it's not a Yontif tikka thing, it's a generic, regular thing. So that's what the Shar Kabbalah Sibur. What's who makrav sakoil? What happens if it's the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? Everybody in Klal Yisrael has already brought their Oilas Re'iya and Shal Mechagiga. Those that missed it on the first day brought it on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth. Every day of Chol HaMoed was busy. Now the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, now the tide is beginning to turn and things are settling down. And a rare, rare occasion, it's pouring cats and dogs in Yerushalayim, and therefore everybody says, I didn't bring my umbrella. Whoever thought that middle of Sukkah's got to rain Yerushalayim? Whoever thought something like that happens? It does happen, but it happens very rarely. Yeah, I've gotten into a downpour also on Sukkah a couple of years ago. Yeah. But it's a rare occasion. So therefore, that day, when it took a port, nobody came to the base of English. It was so embarrassing. They brought the Talmud Shul Shachar. Yeah, well, one Yidl came in, another Yidl came in. They brought this one, brought a Chatzos, but an Arshim, and this one, a Neder Nedava. But it's 11 o'clock, and there's nobody showing up because it's pouring cats and dogs. What are we going to do? You take out the monies from the kites, the mizbeach, from the pushkalach, to go and fill up the mizbeach, so it shouldn't be embarrassing. The mizbeach is empty of kabbanis. Are those yontif tikka kabbanis? No! Those are generic, regular, daily type of kabbanis. That being the case, only the mishmara kavua, and not the 24 mishmarais. Dr. Mishnah Baita, the final Mishnah in our Mesechta Sukkah. Yom Teva Samach Lishabbos Bein Mufanah Bein Li Achareho O Yikola Mishmora Yishov O Yisbechilik Lechem Apon. In the previous Mishnah we already learned that if Yom Teva and Shabbos coincide, that all the 24 Mishmaris share in the Lechem upon him, even though the Lechem upon him has nothing to do with the Yontif. It's a Shabbos thing. Remember, Mr. Friedlander asked before, why Taka does everybody share in them? Because of the special pasuk, Chelek kechelek yoychelu, special grace, the cost is special. Then, everybody shares. But our Mishnah is not talking about when Yontif and Shabbos coincide. What do I Yontif as Samach the Shabbos? Yontif is on Friday, or Yontif is on Sunday? Aha. And we're talking about the Moshul that the final day of Yontif is on Friday, and the first day of Yontif is on Sunday. So therefore, Shabbos in between is not Yontif. The final day of Yontif, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, ended on Friday. Shabbos, therefore, is on its own. Or Sukkot, or Pesach, or Shavuos started on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday. Shabbos was a regular day. However, all the Kehanim there that wanted to come for Oil Rekha and participate, they had to be there that Shabbos. They had no choice because they couldn't leave on Friday. It was Yom Tov. They couldn't come on Shabbos before Sunday because it's Shabbos. So they all had to come a day early or leave a day late, and therefore everybody is here, quote unquote, stuck for Shabbos. Not stuck, it's beautiful being Yerushalayim for Shabbos. Anyway, what happens to all the 23 Mishmaris other than the Mishmar Kavua? Do they share in the Lechem upon them, says the Mishnah? Yes. Yontif is Samach Shabbos, Ben Bafem Mecharel. How you call them Mishmaris Shabbos? All 24 share alike, Bechilik Lechem upon them. Now, what happens Chol Yoyis Yoyim Echel Lahapsik Bein Tai? What happens if there's a one-day break? Simchas Torah ends on Thursday night, so everybody can go home Thursday night. If there's a mitzvah lina Friday morning, they don't have to stay for Shabbos. But, you know, the hotel gave a special package deal. They said, yeah, you can tell me the hotels couldn't charge at that time. Time to Yerushalayim. Yeah, maskim. But the point is, the person said, I'm going to leave Friday morning. Come on, I'm here in Yerushalayim anyway. It's so pleasant. I have three cousins that live here. I'm going to stay here for Shabbos. Fine, you didn't die, but you didn't have to stay. Or if Yom Tov is starting on Sunday night, the Kehanim could have arrived on Sunday morning. They didn't have to come on Friday before Shabbos. Ah, so the Shabbos is, if you will, a freebie. They want part of their vacation. Because it's tight. Hadra. Chali is Yemecha lehafsik b'tayim. Mishmash is mani kavuya noitel eser chalis. They get 10 chalis. Ha-mis'akev noitel shtayim. The Misakiv means those that stayed behind, meaning those that stayed from Friday, they could have gone home and they stayed. And the Misakiv, only really you have to put in parentheses, the Hamiskadmim, and those people that came early, those people that came ready on Friday, they could have come on Sunday, they get 2 out of the 12. 10 goes to the Mishmar Kavua, 2 go for all those other Mishmaris. Presumably not all the Mishmaris are full. Presumably a lot of people did go home. But those people that stayed either came early or stayed late, they're of the other 23 Mishmaris, they get 2 chalas out of the 12 Lechem Aparas. What happens on a regular, ordinary Shabbos? You know, Mishka Yom Tov, Mishka Gunish. This coming Shabbos, Amir Tisham, beautiful Shabbos. What happens now? There's always a changing of the guard every single Shabbos between the Mishmar HaYotze and the Mishmar HaNichnes. So the Tanakhama says, HaNichnes Noito Sheish VaYotze Noito Sheish. You split it down the middle. You got 12 Chalas, they get 6 and 6. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaNichnes Noito Sheva. The ones that just came on the scene, they take 7. VaYotze Noito Chomish, and the people that are leaving get 5. What's the reason for this? Because it's a matter of etiquette that if you open up a door, you're supposed to close the door behind you. Not like some people. I'm guilty of this too sometimes. You open up a door and you don't close the door. The door was closed, you open it and you close it. So the people who are the Shoarim, who are in charge of opening the gates every morning in the Beis Hamikdash, they should close it at night. They shouldn't just leave it open for Chas Hashom, Ganovim, Gazlonim, or Bahamas, whatever. You got to go and close it at night. But they're not going to be here at night because they're going to leave Motzei Shabbos.
This was the job of the Levim, not of the Kohanim.
Which one of the Levim? The
Levim didn't need the Chumash.
Okay. So these are Kohanim who are assisting in the closing of the year. You're right.
Nichnasav is literally opening. It's the ones, the opening of the Avoda, doing the Avoda.
You think so?
Yeah, first. People,
why do they get the extra two?
Because they last week they only got five. It's an offset. And it's always just to show Derech Eretz. It's as you point, it's a point in Derech Eretz.
Okay. The question you said.
Nichnas is not Nichnas like the post.
I understand. The reason why you say that they get the two is because they are the ones that are the ones that open the doors. Right, you can see on Mitch on the Omid Beis. Mar is going to talk about opening the doors. Okay? You have a good point. So maybe the Kohanim assisted the Levium. But the point is that the Kohanim in the morning who assisted the Levium, they should go and assist them at night in closing the doors. They're not. So therefore, the Kohanim that are leaving say to the Kohanim that are coming, do me a favor, please. I can't close the door tonight because I'm going to be leaving right after Havdalah. You please go and close the doors. And for that, I'm going to show you I'm going to give you two extra challahs. Instead of you're getting only six, actually you're getting one extra challah, you're going to get seven, I'm only going to get five, because you're doing me that favor. Zeizog Rebbe Yehuda. Hanechnosen cholke b'tzofim v'yoytim v'dorim, says the Mishnah, to go and identify who are the ones that are leaving and who are the ones that are coming. The ones that have just arrived, they are going to go b'tzofin. B'tzofin is where a lot of the major avoid is done, especially all the kachi kudishim is done b'tzofin. So this is symbolic. Rashi says sheyoimru, people should say, they should be easily identifiable. These are the people that are going to do the avoid in the next few days. That's why they're b'tzofin. They're ready, willing, and able to do the avoid. While the people that are leaving, they're in the Dharam side where there's much less avoida, especially on there's no chiyuvim, there's no kachikudishim that you do in the Dharam. So that's symbolic that we're about to leave, and therefore the Mishma Hayoitse is in the Dharam side.
When you get this situation where you had 10 and 2, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how did you divide it up? You divide it down the middle? When you had 10 and 2, did you do 6 and 4 now for the Nichnas and Yotzeh? Early in the first part of the Mishnah, we describe how the Mishmar Kavua gets 10, and the other Mishmaros get 2.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case...
So it wouldn't be 5 and 5, it would be 6 and 4.
Okay.
Very good. Ezok the Mishnah Vaita. Finally, Bilga was one of the 24 Mishmaris. La'oinam chaylek is bedorim, v'tabata kavua, v'chaloina stumah. As we'll see in the Amud Beis, unfortunately, the Bilga people unfortunately sinned. We'll see what the nature of the sin was. And because of that, they are permanently censured. How are they permanently censured? On the Shabbos that they are arriving, the Mishmar HaNichnas, they should be the ones going to the Tzofen side. And we say, oh no, you guys, you always stay in Dharam. You never go to Tzofen. Even, of course, when tomorrow they're going to do the Avodah, they're going to go to Tzofen. I don't care. Symbolically, you're arriving, you're in the Dharam side. Same thing is Tabata Kavua. There were 24 Tabois in the ground which were used to encircle the neck of every one of the Kabbanis which were Gishach. The reason why they had 24 Tabois is because every Mishmar had its own Tabas. Tabas is a ring which opened and closed, and you put that ring around the neck of the animal to hold it in place and then to do a proper Shchita. Their Tabas was always, if you will, cemented in. You can never use it. They always had to go and borrow somebody else's Tabas.
What? You see?
Why would
stay
they
tuned,
that's going to be the Amun base. The Chaloi Nestuma. Chaloi Nestuma means that every one of the 24 Mishmaris had their own cubby hole where they would put their Chalifin. Chalifin means the Chalif, the Messer, the Sakin that's used for Shechita. However, their Chaloi was permanently sealed. They had no access to their cupboard, and therefore they always had a cubby hole. They always had to go and borrow from somebody else. Zokhi Mar. We started the Mishnah by saying if you have a Yom Tov Samach L'Shabbos, Mufanel Machra. Mai Mufanel Mai Achra. Eiling Lufanel Yom Tov Rish. Machra Yom Tov Achroin. Aha. Then on Friday is the first day of Yom Tov. Or Sunday is the last day of Yom Tov. So then, Hayne Shabbos Shabbatoy Chachag. Then by definition, the Shabbos is in the middle of Yom Tov. Because if Yom Tov starts on Friday, then, except for Atzeres, it's Pesach, if it's Sukkot, then the second day, that's Chol HaMoed, that's part of the Yom Tov. So that's the previous Mishnah of a case of Yom Tov B'Toy Chachag. Elamai, not Yom Tov B'Toy Chachag, Shabbos B'Toy Chachag. Elamai says, the Yomar HaYom Shabbos B'Toy Chachag. Elafanei Yom Tov Achrayin, it's the final day, it's Shmini Atzeres is on Friday. Now, after Friday night, it's already no longer Yom Tov. It's a regular plain Shabbos. Or for Kiyat Lacharel Yom Tov Rishai, that on Motzei Shabbos starts the first night of Sukkot, the first night of Pesach, whatever. That being the case, and people cannot travel because Shabbos is in the middle there. But Shabbos is not Yom Tov. Shon Tov Shabbos is separate. Therefore, what's the halacha? Says our Mishnah, even though this Shabbos is a regular Shabbos, it's not a Shabbos imbued also with Kedushas Yom Tov, nevertheless, all 24 share and share alike. My time, Kibdani, the Kadban, the Akri, these people have to come early and these people have to stay later. They have no choice. We should continue on the friendship of the 24 Mishmaris, that they're all in this together, and they should all split the Lechem upon them, even though it's not Yom
Tov.
Sorry, Nechli Mitzid, yeah. Zog Gimara, Shteita, Chal Yemecher, there's one Yemecher in between, fine. And then we had, Reb Yehuda said that on a regular Shabbos, the 5 and the 7. Why do we give 7 to the Mishmar HaNichnas? Vanitar to my Vanitayu, on Reb Yitzim, Eschar HaGofas Dlosois. What's Eschar HaGofas Dlosois? The second line of Rashi, Shem Mishmar HaNichnas, Megif HaDlosois. Arvis shepasach oison mishmar hayoytze. The mishmar hayoytze, they helped in opening up the doors the morning, even though it's taka the livyim. You're right. But hagofas losos, maybe there's something more to it. They keep the keys. But somehow or other, they're involved in the opening and the closing of the doors. And since the mishmar hayoytze are being yotze, they're leaving. They're not going to close the door that night, so they give a tip to the Mishmar HaNichnas that they should get the extra 2 chalas of the lechem upon him, extra 2 matzahs, because they're going to close the doors at night. Frankly, the name of Lay Dal Bidal. Let the Yotze people say to the Nichnas people, and this is silly that you're only allowing us 5 and you're taking 7. You know what's going to happen next week? You guys are going to give 5 and you're going to have to give another 2 to the Mishmar HaNichnas. Let's just go and even it out every single Shabbos. We get 6 and you get 6. So on a particular Shabbos, say the Mishmar HaYotze, the Mishmar HaNichnas, let's not split it 5 and 7. Let's split 6 and 6. And therefore, next week, you're not going to get 5, you'll get 6. Doesn't that make sense?
Whatever we're saying has got 7 the previous week, so it's a little bit disingenuous.
Amar Abaye, Butzina Tova Mikara. Butzina Tova, and Butzina means a small little gourd is better than a future pumpkin. Or the English expression is, better a bird in the hand than 2 in the bushes. Meaning, if I have an opportunity to go and get 7 chalas now, even though next week I'm only going to get 5, I'd rather take my 7 now, instead of saying, take 6 and take 6. Why? Says Rashi, because from now till next week, maybe people will change their mind, people will have a different opinion, somebody will go away, they'll have charata. If they're willing to give you 7 now, take the 7 now. Well, it'll be next week, you'll worry about it that time. So, Bettina Tava, you'd rather go and take a smaller allotment now than getting a larger later. Here, of course, you're getting a larger allocation now. But his point is, what Masha Batuach Batuach, they say in Hebrew. What you get now, that you know you have for sure. What's up with next week? You never know. Okay. Put 2 dots, Nushtiko, Om Rav Yehuda. We spoke about that the Mishmar HaNichnas, no, forget about Mishmar HaNichnas. Yeah, no, let's talk about Mishmar HaNichnas. Mishmar HaNichnas was supposed to be on a regular, normal Shabbos. Regular, normal Shabbos. So, on a regular Shabbos, you have the Tomei Shul Shachar, and of course you have the Tomei Shul Bein Aboyim, and then smack in the middle, you have the Musaf. The Mishmar HaYotze is going to do the Tomei Shul Shachar. And by definition, they're going to get the rewards. They're going to be able to go and split up the oil of that Tomei Shul Shachar. The Mishmar HaNichnas is going to do Tomei Shul Bein Aboyim, so they're going to get their reward, and that's going to be the oil of the Tomei Shul Bein Aboyim. What happens with the Musafin? Do you split that between the first and the second? Did the first one get it? The second one get it? Om Rav Yehuda Musafin Cholkin. We're going to go and split. We're going to see shortly who's going to do the avoid of the Musaf. But Rav Yehuda is focusing on the Chalukah, the Musaf, which on a typical Shabbos are just Oilois. So we're just talking about Oilois. On Yom Tov, you also have the Sor L'chatas. So yes, you eat that. The question is, who gets the benefit of the carbon musaf? So the beauty is split that between the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotze. We're talking about regular Shabbos, we're not talking about Yom Tov. Right, you want to make Mishmar HaYotze, the one that's leaving, Oyis HaTomei Shul Shachar, and the Musaf. Mishmer HaNichneses, or is it Tomei Shul Ben Arboim, and they do the Vezichim, they're marked with the Vezich HaLevayim. So Gemara, the Ilu Musaf Mecholkin like Tani. I don't see anything about Musaf Mecholkin in this Raisa. So the Choyre, I would assume that who's going to go and get the benefit of the Oyer, it'll be the Mishmar
that does the work.
That does the work, and that's the Mishmar Hayotze. Like we say in the beginning of the Braisa, Mishmar Hayotzes, or is it Tami Shul Shachem Musafim? Don't say we split it up. So the Choyre is Shver on Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda doesn't Nishka Kasha, Aitan B'chalukah Lekamayri. This Braisa specifically only deals with Avoid. Do you see a word about Chalukah? For instance, do they talk about the Lechem upon him? They just say Vezichet, don't say Lechem upon him. So we're not talking about Chalukah. So, no right. Omerav Vatana Veshmuel, Demayri B'chalukah, Umasav V'chalukah Loiktani. The Tana Veshmuel, we have another Braisa. Mishmara Hayoitzis Oysit Tomit Shol Shachar, Umasafin, same as before. Mishra Nechnasis, Oysitom Shubin Aboyim Uvazichan, same as before. Now we talk a little bit more about the Lechem upon him. Arbo Kehanim Hoyu Nechnosim Shom, Shnai Mimishmerzu, Ushnai Mimishmerzu, that to remove the Lechem upon him, since it says in the Pasuk, Lechem upon him, all of Tamid, it's got to be there at all times. So certainly according to one man, the Yomar, that it's got to be simultaneous. As you're removing the old Lechem upon him, you are inserting the brand new Lechem upon him. So two Kehanim are holding on to the each one a set of six. So he's putting in the six and he's putting the six. 2 times 6 is 12. Two Kehanim are removing 6 and 6 is 12. Uh-huh. Okay. So it's all happening at the same time. That's all fine. But let's see how the Braisa ends off. V'cholkin lechem aponim. The Mishmar Nichnas and Mishmar Yoytze split up the lechem aponim.
Okay.
So why do we talk about splitting up the Musafik? Because you said here it's Bachaluka Kamairi. Shouldn't it tell us in the Locha Legabi the Musafik? The Musafik v'cholkin like Tari. If I said, you have the Rav Yehuda to you, if there's Taka Rav Yehuda, so I'm afraid. Rav Yehuda that said that you split up the Musafim, Sinish Demis, the Lechem upon him, you Taka split up, but the Musafim are going to belong to the Mishmar Hayoitze, since they did the Havoida with the Lechem, with the Musafim.
Apilo, there's only one Musafim, there's no Musafim, there.
Yeah, exactly. Hanichnasu cholkin mitzofar in tanu rabbanon. We said in the Mishnah that the new ones, the new Mishmar hanichnas goes to the tzofain, and the Mishmar that's leaving goes to the dark. Tanu rabbanon, what's the reason why? Hanichnasu cholkin mitzofar kidei shiyiru shehein nichnasu. People should see, they should see, and the people that are in charge of distributing the lechem panim, everybody should see, these are the nechnasim people. Why is it, so why the nechnasim go b'tzafayim? Like we said in the Mishnah, because since they're going to go and do the avoida mikan ulaba, in fact, they're going to go and do the avoida on the Tamid Shul Ben Arboim any minute from now, or a couple hours later, whenever, that afternoon. So that's b'tzafayim, because that's Chachi Kodeshim, it's an oila. So they're stationed already where they're supposed to be. Oh! These are the new ones that are going to do the avoida mikan ul haba for the next week. By yoitzin, who are now finished with their jobs, cholke bedarim kedishir shains yoitzin. They're showing that they are about to leave, so they're now bedarim. That's basically the exit ramp where they're going to go and bid everybody farewell. And bilga le'olam chelekes bedarim. We said at the end of the Mishnah that bilga always gets bedarim, meaning that even on the Shabbos where they are the newcomers and they are the mishmar hanichnas, they get bedarim, they do not get betzafayim. And their chaloyin is always closed, and their tabas is always sealed. And Mr. Friedlander asked, why is Bilga being censured so terribly? And that's going to be the focus of the Brais of Tanur Rabbanan. I think we should leave that for tomorrow, Metrishem, when we're going to do the Siyam, because it's all one sheet.
Great story.
Great story. Metrishem, we're going to see. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai Shelley. Thank you for your very witty comments. And thank you all for attending. Metrishem, tomorrow, those that can attend in person, great.